Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Happy Wednesday morning. This is Jeremy, and I hope your life is going beautifully. We've been talking about this question: do you have a soul? And the answer is yes, I have a soul that will live forever. There's a part of you that isn't material. It's not physical. It can't be touched or seen or smelled. But it's the most true part of you. It's who you are kind of on the inside. It's the part of you that thinks and dreams and feels, the part of you that gets scared, the part of you that gets excited, the part of you that loves. It's the part of you that can really communicate and worship God. And it's the part of you that's going to keep on existing forever. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after this incredibly corny joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
What time do ducks wake up?
What time?
The butt quack of dawn.
Hey, wake up, kid. This is Pastor Jeremy. And this week, we are thinking about the you on the inside. Now, your body is you. If I run into you on the basketball court, it's your body I run into, not your soul. But your soul is also you. And your soul is you in a more real way. If part of your body goes away, you're still you. If all of your body goes away, you are still you. Your soul is eternal. But if part of your soul could go away, you wouldn't be you anymore. If all of your soul could go away, you would stop existing. But you don't have to worry about that because your soul will exist forever. It will never go away. So you will never go away. Whether you have a body or not, you will always exist. You'll always be there, either with God or away from God, but you'll always exist. It's easier to understand what parts of you make up the physical part of you. That's all of the parts of your body, your hands, your feet, your head, your shoulders, your eyes, your ears, your lungs, your liver, even the stuff that you don't see, but you know is inside of your body working. But the part of you that isn't physical, that can be a little harder to understand. It's the part of you that isn't physical, that has feelings, the part that has thoughts, the part that dreams, thinks, communicates. It's the part of you that connects with God. We've been using the word soul for like a week and a half now, but the Bible uses some other words to describe the you that isn't physical. Words like spirit, heart, mind, and even bowels or guts. When we talk, we use words like that too. When we say, I love you with all my heart, we don't mean the part of your body that pumps your blood. We mean the part of us that feels and that loves. When we say, I could feel it in my gut, we don't mean our intestines or our stomach. We mean the part of us that gets nervous or has a feeling about what will happen in the future. When I have something on my mind, I don't just mean my physical brain. I mean the part of me that thinks and dreams and remembers. People who are really smart about the Bible, these theologians who study the Bible, they have different ideas and opinions about the part of us that isn't physical. Some people think that all of these words describe different parts of us on the inside. The soul, the spirit, the heart, the mind, they think they are all different parts of who we are on the inside. But other people think that they are just aspects of one thing. Like you have a soul and a spirit is kind of the same thing, and that has a mind and a heart and a gut, and it's all one thing. I'm not even sure what I think is true, but I am sure that the part of us that isn't our body, that will exist forever. Children of God will be with him forever. Enemies of God will be separated from him forever. You have a body. One day that body will die. But the you on the inside will exist forever. And while we're here on earth, I know what we are supposed to be doing. With our bodies, with our souls, with our minds, our spirits, and every other part of us, we are supposed to be loving God. That's not just feeling love for him, but doing things because we love him. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. It's the number one job of human beings. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. And it's my job to use my soul and every other part of who I am to love God.